And today is Wednesday, June the 20th, and you may not know, but today is World Refugee Day. And on this day, I want to share a very special story with you. It's the story of 17-year-old Ramiz Bulus, who packed his bag and left his home country almost two decades ago. He and his family came to Perth in 1999 as refugees from Sudan's bloody civil war. He is now Dr. Ramiz Bulus, thank you very much, a medical researcher on the brink of a major breakthrough. Ramiz, good morning.
Good morning to you, Paula.
And look, I'm very keen on talking about your work and the major breakthrough very soon. But first of all, I want to know a bit more about you. And so can you tell us a bit about your family's journey from Sudan coming to Australia? How did that happen?
Well, in Sudan, growing up, it was a really nice childhood that I have with all my cousins, and we had a lot of fun growing up and playing outside, and the streets, I guess, out there were a lot muddier, so I have fond memories playing on the mud.
You were one of those kids.
Yeah. I was one of those kids always dirty, messing, my mom chasing me to have a shower. In the early 90s, things started getting really bad, and there was the war in the south, and gradually my cousins started leaving, and it became very lonely in Sudan. So in 93, we applied for refugee status in Australia, and we didn't hear back until 98. So during that time, we got on with life, and then in 98, when it came back, we couldn't believe our luck. So we packed our bags and we came to Australia and haven't since left.
And I want to get onto your life in Australia. But, you know, before you left Sudan, you said we got on with life, but it was quite unsafe for you living there. What was that like?
It was quite unsafe. So we were not allowed to go out on our own. And if it happened that we go out and we're a bit late and we come home, we find mum waiting outside.
So what was she worried about?
She was worried that we would be snatched and taken down to the war zone, which was in the south. So these were very, worrying days, because what they used to do is they would have a religious exam at the last day of the equivalent of year 12. Mm. Without doing that, you would not be allowed to go to uni. So students would go and have their year 12 exam, the last religious exam. They would come out and find these massive trucks waiting outside for them. They would load the students up and take them down to the war zone. And of course, there is no training, and people are so poor that in a couple of weeks they would send the body back to the parents with a bag of wheat or a bag of rice. So it was really stressful when we left, because my older brother was getting to 18 years old, and before you leave the country, if you're 18, you have to do your military service, insert inverted commas there. So it was a very tense environment at the airport as we were leaving the country.
So at what point did your family feel like you were safe as you're leaving? Were you in the airplane? Was it when you landed? Because you were still in danger at the airport then.
Yeah, so we went. My older brother and I had to leave. So the family wasn't ready to leave then. So we went to the UK, spent a few months there. And because we have cousins in the UK who left in the early 90s, so we spent some time with them, and then a few months later we came to Perth, and that was amazing.
What was amazing about it when you landed in Perth?
Well, I think my first impressions were how vast and sparse everything was.
There's a lot of sky, isn't there?
Lots of sky, and driving down the freeway, I was thinking where the people were, where the houses, where is everything, because it's a completely different layout, and then it takes its time before you get used to it.
Yeah. You started going to school, and I understand you went to Tewart College, and you quickly found that you had a passion for chemistry. Like, not a lot of teenage kids would say that.
Yeah, so I went to Tewart College because I was 16 or 17 at the time. I didn't want to go back to school and have a school uniform and all of that. So
you had new freedom.
I had new freedom, which I really appreciated. So my elder brother and I went to Tewart College, and we really enjoyed our time there. I have very fond memories of all the teachers there, and I still go back every now and then. I walk the grounds and just remember how things were and where it all started. And so that
what do you
that
think,
was
what do you think
amazing.
When you're walking the grounds now, you know, and what do you think when you're walking those grounds and what it was like for you back then?
I think that's where my journey started, my year 12 journey, and it's the beginning and where and how and how I could get to this point. So all the amazing teachers I've had in year 12, chemistry teacher, the maths teacher, geography, biology, all of that, it was amazing. And I did English as a second language. I really have very fond memories of the movies we watched.
What movie sticks
TSL,
out in your mind?
We watched Looking for Ali Brandy. That was one that stuck quite a bit because we also listened to the audio during the year, and eventually went and watched it at the cinema. So
we're talking to Dr. Ramiz Bulas, and Dr. Ramiz, I heard your name pop up. It would have been quite a few years ago. I think it was the AM program, early 2015, I think it was. And it was about a superbug and a medical breakthrough from a superbug, you know, when it comes to finding a solutions to these superbugs. It's amazing when you think of someone like you, the 16-year-old walking around Tewart College who had just discovered his passion for chemistry, to hearing about this person on the radio. What is some of the work that you're doing now?
Well, some of the work that we're doing now is essentially targeting some of the world's deadliest bacteria. So the Center of Disease and Control and Prevention in the U.S. has highlighted three urgent threats from pathogens. So three types of bacteria that every year kill hundreds of thousands of people. These bacteria are becoming more problematic. There is very few antibiotics out there that can treat these infections, and the situation is getting worse and worse. So only last night we pushed out some new research that showed our antibiotic in development is effective against the drug-resistant strains to antibiotics that are currently out in the market. So there is an urgent need to develop new, safe, and effective antibiotics.
Dr. Ramiz Bulas, you know, just finally, what would you say to a young kid who has just arrived in Australia, a refugee kid who may be where you were when you were walking around Tewart College 20 years ago and is a bit overwhelmed by it all? What would be your advice to that young kid today?
I would say never give up. Keep going. Don't take no for an answer. And know that there are so many opportunities out there. And if you just change your perspective at looking at the problem, you will find a million solutions. So keep going.
Thank you so much. That's Dr. Ramiz Bulas, who is very accomplished man and who arrived in Australia as a refugee from Sudan 20 years ago.